Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Every day was gonna be sunny skies. Oh,
surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. most black neighborhoods were anchored by these black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Sonya Nicole, of course, our great guest, is joining us today, and our regular co-host, Nicole Marie. So what, Michael Hopkins, what do you want to say to the Nicole this morning?
Oh, I have one question, just out of curiosity. I just wanted to know, what advice, since you work a co-host with Carrie Hines, what advice do you give to myself, Michael Hopkins, and Nicole Marie, working with Carrie Hines? What advice can you give us?
To smile and take a deep breath.
I'm going to get you for that one. Y'all just had
smile
a fun
and take a deep breath.
Oh,
smile and take a deep breath.
Good.
Well,
okay.
Sound like a plan to me.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very, very special guest joining us right now. She's been with us before, and she comes to us from 3,000 miles away from me right now. It's my great honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the first time in a while, Miss Keisha Moore. Good morning from Cali Braids. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Well, first of all, Keisha, it has been a long time since you've been on our show. And I've got to make sure folks know that you, because we have another Keisha out here who is one of our stylists on our show. So I just want to make sure that it is clear. This is Keisha of Cali Braids. And you guys know Cali Braids go way back with us. And I want to talk to you about that because you're back with a brand new show. So lots to get into. First of all, how have you been? Because it's been years since you've been on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I've been hanging, just taking it day by day,
trying
to get back to this, get back into the groove and, you know,
yeah. And
having my shows since the pandemic slowed
exactly. Everybody
down.
And that's what I want to talk to you about, Keisha. Ironically, we've always stayed in touch, though. We, even though Keisha hasn't been on the show, that, you know, live talking to you guys, I still kept in touch with Keisha. I remember doing other shows here on the East Coast, and I remember sitting down in Atlantic City chatting with Keisha for like hours on end on the phone and just staying in touch with different ideas and things and what Cali Braids was all up to. So first of all, braiding is huge, Keisha, and I want to talk to you about this whole thing with the explosion of braids. Because, you know, we've been doing the Hair Radio Show for almost 3 decades. I shouldn't say that out loud. It's been a long time. You know, so I've seen an entire evolution about braiding happen right before my very eyes. And you guys out there can relate to it. So first, what do you think about this whole popularity that braiding has undergone?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity because, you know, it's an art. It's actually an art, like, and it's beautiful. All the braiding styles that I see that's new and or they renamed them, I love it. I think it's great. I think it's a perfect opportunity for you to get into in the beauty business, especially for the upcoming teenagers.
And
younger kids, because they can make a career out of it. They can become self-made millionaires if they want to. It depends on how they market themselves, you know, how they, you know, balance their finances, you know, and if they're serious.
I'm going to start braiding then. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, Keisha,
I think braiding is, you know, braiding is an art, and it just and the styles that you put in your client's head, that fits them. That's them. They're being themselves, their true identity.
Well, I'll tell you, I agree. I totally agree. What I love about the whole thing with the braiding is that there has been an incredible art that's happened. I remember years ago, braiding used to take a bad rap, you know, and all of that. And it was way back when I started with the Hair Radio Show, I remember it was like the stepchild of the hair industry, you know. And so that's the way it was way back in the old days, even though in our community, braiding has always been a part of our rich culture. And it just took it a long time, so it seems, to step out of the shadows. And now, like you said, it's always been an art, but now it seems like it has just reached new heights. And I have to say thank you, because in part, we have to thank you and the work that you've done at Cali Braids. So I have a strong feeling that Cali is short for the word California. But can you tell us what Cali Braids is all about?
It actually is a short form of California. I was born and raised in California. And when I thought of the name, I was like, you know what? I live in California, so, you know, what does Cali Braids sounds like? You know, everybody want to go to Cali.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Cali, so yeah, you're right.
We used to have great weather, but I don't know about now.
All bets are off for that.
right, exactly.
Yeah. Tell everybody now. You were born and raised out there. Now, what part of California? And share with that. So the folks who don't know anything about California, what part of California you're from, and what can you tell us about it?
I'm actually 45 minutes away from the state capital. I'm in northern part of California.
Sacramento is the state capital. Okay.
Right. I'm 45 minutes away from them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Out in wonderful, gorgeous Stockton. Okay. So very nice. So that's why it's kind of taken on Cali Braids. And I love the name. It's so identifiable. I was talking with Siobhan, one of our stylists out here, and she remembers you so well. So I said, well, Keisha, and then she's like, she thought of the other Keisha person. I said, no, not that Keisha. She said, oh, Cali Braids, just like that.
Oh,
that
nice.
Told me that you have fans, and that told me that people remember you. And I swear to you, And you know how long it's been since you've been on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So for folks
yes.
to remember you like that, that must make you feel good.
It makes me feel awesome because you know what? I don't even be striving for people to remember me. I just be doing what I need to do.
You do what you do.
I just do what I need. Yep, that's it.
Exactly. You do what's called the work. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what I do here. I do the work. And when you focus on doing the work, all the other stuff comes with that. So you to me, you will always get where you look, what you're looking for. If you're looking for extra income, or you're looking to help change lives and all that kind of stuff, it's a natural outcome for if you're doing the work, if you focus on the work. So that's why I always say that. So now
right.
I want to find out, I know we had to pause things like everybody else in America and literally the world over the last several years, but tell us
mm-hmm.
a little bit on coming back with Cali Braids and this incredible event. Let's take some time to talk about that. Now, you used to do an event quite maybe a time or two during the year. So first, let me ask you, is this your first time coming back since the pandemic?
Yes.
Oh, well, now tell us, what does that mean to you?
It's actually challenging. It's a little bit harder because it's not a lot of stylists out there that's ready to compete. So now I am going to go the old school way. I'm going to go meet up with the people in person and see if they want to compete. I'm going to do something different. Besides, I was online, reaching out to people.
Right.
But now I have to try a different approach. It's much more challenging.
Yes, it's not quite the same, exactly. And let's talk about that, because your show, Cali Braids Hair Show that you do, it is it's one of my favorite, actually, because it's all about that. It's more so about competition. So let's talk about that, because a lot of the hair shows, out here, we do a lot of shows. There are some that are competition, but quite often they're not. So tell us about a competition show. What exactly is like a competition braid show about? Tell us how that works. So you have different
Say that one more time.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
Like you're doing a competition type show. So many of the folks listening, even the stylists, they are familiar with just regular traditional hair shows. You go, you see people walking, kind of dancing, prancing on stage and go back inside and come back another one with a different hairstyle. But you may be presenting hairstylists who are literally competing for prizes and who has the best, this style and that style. Tell us a little bit more about that. How does that work? And maybe some of the categories that will help us to understand a little better.
So the category is basically a freestyle. So basically you come up with your own theme. You can have up to seven people in the hair show and, that you have your styles on. You can create your own scene. You can have your dancers and everything like that. I'll have like five judges. I have a celebrity judge. That's on the panel. It's going to be vendors, music, DJs, food, we're just going to have a great time.
That sounds awesome. And just make sure to tell them to tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course. Gotta remind them of that. So I gotta say, yes, thank you so much. You know what I also love about what you do? I remember several years back you were taking time to teach the young adults about braiding, those who wanted to possibly embark in a career, and you had a little class that you were doing, and I loved it so much. Can you tell us about that? Do you still do that? Do you still teach braiding?
I still teach braiding classes. I actually have one coming up this Saturday. I'm trying to do is create a nonprofit around it, so I'll be able to give the classes for free to the students, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense, especially to the students and their parents.
Yes, exactly. I want to save a few bucks. So Yeah, I'm trying to get a nonprofit. Not only do I want to teach them how to braid, I want to teach them basic business etiquette and etiquette of themselves, like how to conduct yourself as a young lady or a young man.
A young man, exactly. Well, you've been doing that all along. I can attest to it. So I absolutely support this idea of you taking it to that level and making it a nonprofit where it just has a lot more benefits out there, especially for those who want to get involved with it. So absolutely. So Callie Braids. Now, Keisha, I also have to just ask you, how do people find you? I mean, we're going to have you to sign up at the Hair Radio Morning Show. At our website, not just Hair Radio Morning Show, but also we have a special website that's set up. It's our own form of social media that you can easily find at hairadio.com. That's our website, hairradio.com, with just one R. And you can see where you can easily become a member, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. And as a member, you get to connect with other members all over the country and the world for that much who are already members, and folks can follow you. You can read the posts. We have hundreds and hundreds of posts that are already there that you can read that are just so informative and so much. So, again, this is a free membership. Some folks just go to hrmember.com and sign up, and, again, it's free. And so either there or hairradio.com. And so we want you to sign up there, Keisha, so folks can connect with you there. But I know that you also have, like, other ways of site or social media. How would folks reach you?
They can reach me, Callie Braids, on Facebook or Instagram, or they can reach me at 209-565-1072.
Okay. But and Callie Braids is with the C.
Yes.
So very important, C-A-L-I. I just want to make sure I say that. Okay, well, I'm excited. And so now, this show that's coming up, give us a remind everybody about the date, all the details about it, and how they can get involved for those stylists that are out there on the West Coast.
Say that again?
Sure. Okay. Tell us, fill us in on the upcoming show. So it's coming up on what date? And where
so
and all the
details. The upcoming hair show, and let me tell you, the first place get $1,500. Oh, I even added a barber battle. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the people back, you know, in the groove and, you know, networking and stuff with each other. But the show is June 4th. The doors open at 2. The tickets at the door is $45. Tickets online is $35. We're going to have, great food. It's going to be a great vibe, positive energy, positive people around,
No negative stuff. This is Callie Braids. I'm going to try to get out to the West Coast and pop in and peep my head in, maybe even compete if it's not too late. No, I'm kidding. But listen, guys, you have to support Callie Braids' show on June 4th. And I'm just loving it. So this is how you get things moving and support our community in so many other ways. And I'm also so proud of your journey, Ms. Keisha Moore. I'm proud of your journey. And I know that you guys are going to have to stay tuned because Nicole Marie is going to be telling a whole lot more of your story and reminding us of this incredible walk. And so I cannot wait. And we're going to stay tuned for that. And listen out for updates that will inform you when that's happening. But I've got to say, anybody you want to shout out to this morning? Anybody, any last thoughts you want to leave us with, Miss Keisha Moore, Callie Braids?
I actually want to give a shout out to the competitors and, the vendors, because without them, there would be no show. Shout out to my friends and family. But mostly all, the competitors and the vendors, because without them, there would be no show.
Yes, and I remember in the old days, do you remember when the competitors would come on the Hair Radio Morning Show? Remember we used to line them up? We're going to have to do that again. Yes, so send them this way. We're happy to give them a couple minutes of shine right here on our broadcast. And getting up early is not – yeah, please do. because we have so many fans out there in the West Coast and even up there, not all that far from your area, who tune in. So, yeah, it's a bit on the early side, but it's well worth it when you tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, my guest today, Miss Keisha Moore. She is the wonderful, wonderful entrepreneur behind the incredible Cali Braids. We're so excited. Again, the big show is coming up on June 4th. You want to reach out to Keisha more on more information about it and or check in with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll put you in touch with Keisha. All right. Keisha, thank you so much for being with us. We just appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for having me, and you have a blessed day.
You too. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Hey, everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right. It is so great to talk about the cruise. I'm so excited because this is in 2024, so it's a little bit down the road. But I think it's really great to address some of the concerns and some of the anticipation. And my very special guest, of course, Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, Michael Hopkins, who comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and our very, very special guest sitting in with us today, our industry colleague, Miss Katrina Jones from Paris, Texas. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, yes, I want to kind of lead on in. Let's start, Nicole Marie, kind of walk everybody through a little bit of some of the highlights from what we can look forward to in July of 2024.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We are cruising the Bahamas in
yes.
July of 2024, July 13th through the 18th. So it's going to be a 5-day cruise. And
amazing.
we are leaving out of Miami, Florida.
Yes.
So
on what cruise?
Very, very excited.
On
yes. Carnival.
Carnival
Cruise Line. Yes.
Wow.
Carnival Cruise Line. Yes.
So this is exciting.
And I am just so excited. I can't wait, Gary. It's a long way away, and I'm just I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Now, how, okay, so quite often, sometimes you guys will travel without everybody in the family. So what's the idea of this? What's the game plan this time? Is everybody all packed up and ready to go?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, my family is going, my husband, myself, and the kids. We're going to make this a family trip. So we are all going. And Carrie, I've already booked my room. I'm ready. We're ready.
Nicole Marie does not get no grass will grow under Nicole Marie's feet.
Wow.
Let me tell you, that is just incredible. And
does this
so
mean she got an itinerary
this.
With the itinerary? There's
oh,
already an itinerary?
Listen, that the cruise line probably already has a copy of Nicole Marie's itinerary. Outstanding.
I do not have an itinerary yet.
Oh,
I'm working
no.
on it. I have looked at the list of excursions, but I haven't made anything out just yet. So I can wait on that.
Well,
wow.
You know, we did put up a little bit of an itinerary on the website at HAIRadio.com. There's a big old tab that says 5-day cruise. You can't miss it. And I think we have some information there that speaks to each day, like what port we'll be arriving into. And I think that seems to be, I think, something that'll be helpful. The other thing is that, yes, as you pointed out, it's going down to the Bahamas. Yes, we arrive into Nassau. We leave kind of like, we arrive into Nassau, and then it goes to about two or three other ports. So it's really going to be nice. And we have, I think, one full day at sea.
Yes,
so
going back to Miami, it's one full day.
Yes. Exactly. So my only thing I have to do also is to book for the flight going to Miami.
Right.
So I think that'll be real nice. I'll be super excited about that. I'm most looking forward to the whole thing, though. I think it's really going to be an incredible trip, and I'm super excited. Now, Katrina, you've hung out with us now. Katrina Jones, one of the original Angels producers on Michael's Vet Talk Radio show. So, Katrina, tell us, what are your plans? Are you bringing the whole family down?
No, I'm not bringing the whole family. I'm bringing a couple of friends. Now, my daughter, she still hadn't decided if her and her boyfriend going. But if they don't, it's just going to be me and my two friends.
Okay. All right. So you're bringing your posse this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it sounds awesome. Michael, I know your thoughts are just maybe you might make this trip with us, you and the missus.
Oh, yeah, that's about it. I can't think of anybody else. I love all my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, but they have to go find something to do next year in that July period without me and without Grandma. They'll be just fine. That's the way I'm looking at it. You guys will be just fine. I'm going to take a picture in Miami of me. Matter of fact, you know, guys, what I'll do, instead of taking a picture, why not just record it and send it to them on Facebook? And send it to them message and everything else.
FaceTime.
Kind of surprised.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you guys remember on the Love Boat how they used to, as the ship was backing up, they were like waving, hey, everybody waving. Hey. The people on the ground weren't going anywhere. They just were waving.
I remember that well.
Yeah. And it reminds me of that. It really does. The cruise. You will have a great time. I'm telling you, the food you can eat until the cows come home, literally.
That's right. All you can eat.
You really, and I don't know how that feels to just get up, go eat, go back to sleep, go eat. It's just whatever you want.
Well, it sounds good so far. I mean, that sounds good so far. As long as they got a lounge chair with my name on it, Carrie, I'm feeling real good.
Yeah, well, you could take several seats, Michael.
Pretty much.
They had,
oh yeah.
They had several. You have Shea lounge chairs. It's just an incredible time. I mean, I was just trying to think, is it better in the room? I had a balcony room, but that's not part of our room allotment this go round. But you can still get one if you wish. So when you call in to the cruise line, you give them a special code that you can only get from us here at Hair Radio. And they will give you the details of the event. And if you wish for a different room, a lot, you know, a different room other than the ocean views that we have set aside, you can certainly ask them about it, and they will give you whatever the pricing is for that. So I just thought it was an incredible time. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, have either of you been to the Bahamas before? Or any of you?
I've been to the Caribbean, but never did the Bahamas.
Okay. Well, I haven't done the Bahamas either. I haven't been to Bahamas. I'm looking forward to it. My sister-in-law's from the Bahamas, and she was telling us how beautiful it is, and I just cannot wait. So I think we're going to have a great time. We're also trying to plan a little event on the land in the Bahamas, so we'll keep you guys informed as well. So
that's going to be good. I cannot wait to put my little toesies in the sand, sit on the beach, and just watch life go by. That's that other side of me you guys didn't know about.
I think that's going to be nice. I do. I'm very pleased.
Can't wait for all of us to be together again.
Yeah, so that's our next big thing that we have. Again, it is the 5-day trip to the Bahamas. And again, we're taking off out of Miami, Florida. So it'll be like a vacation within a vacation. And there's a lot of details at HAIRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
going to be fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're gonna wrap it up. I just want to say thank you so much to Nicole Marie, Katrina Jones, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healngo.com.
Michael Hopkins, how incredible it is and important to talk about what an accredited claims agent is all about. So let's lead in with that, Michael. Can you share with all of the fans exactly what is an accredited claims agent for veterans?
I certainly will, Carrie Hines. An accredited claims agent is an individual that the Office of General Counsel for the Office of Veteran Affairs has appointed to be allowed to work with veterans on filing claims. It's an official title. That's what an accredited claims agent has. They have an official title from the Office of Veteran Affairs, the Office of General Counsel.
Now, why is this so important?
Well, Carrie, there are several reasons why it's so important. The main reason that I can think of that is so important, this is something that is sanctioned by the Office of Veteran Affairs.
Huh.
It's sanctioned by them. It's been approved by them. So that if a veteran chooses someone that is an accredited claims agent, you know several things have taken place, Carrie Hines, one of which they've had a thorough background check so that you know that they're a legitimate person.
So you're
That's
saying the person who would be assisting that veteran has undergone this incredible background check by
the VA. Right. They've had an extensive background check. They also had to submit character references, Carrie Hines.
Character references.
Yes. Very important.
So, yes. A character and reference is usually something where someone stands up for you literally and says, I know Michael Hopkins to be a great person for this and to really offer some support in who you are. They know you. And that's what's shared. And I think that is incredible.
Yes, it is. Very incredible. And you know, Carrie, another thing that as an accredited agent that I had to do, I had to actually study codes of federal regulation, all kinds of laws.
The CFR.
The CFRs, all types of other laws that pertain to veterans and their rights and all kinds of things like that. I mean, I may not be a lawyer, but by the time I finish,
you're not a lawyer.
Right.
But
I am not a lawyer.
But you do know what you're talking about. And you may even be able to eclipse them in some ways. There are a lot of lawyers who have not been or are not veterans. So you understand what I mean?
Right.
So I think that this is something that's important. You edged them out, Michael Hopkins. You are a veteran. You're a veteran.
Yep. All night and all day. All night
so
and
you
all
understand.
Day.
And this is what is most helpful. So I just want to go back a little bit, Hopkins. So when it comes to, you know, like I say, an ACA, I think this is important, being an accredited claims agent. So tell us who are some of the folks who can be an accredited claims agent. You mentioned about attorneys out there. When we watch television, this is all over the TV. So tell us, you know, how this applies and what we should and should not pay attention to, Michael Hopkins.
Right. One of the main things that if any veteran needs help with the processing of claims and if they're trying to go after, you know, back pay or retro pay and or they need to go to court and certain things they need to do.
Yes.
Now, even lawyers, not just any lawyer can do this for a veteran, by the way, Carrie. Mm. You can be a lawyer, you can be the best lawyer, but if the Office of General Counsel in Washington, D.C., connected through the Office of Veteran Affairs, if they do not recognize you as being on their team, they approved you, there's nothing you can do as a lawyer. There's nothing you can do. Just like if you're not accredited as a claims agent or like some of these organizations, they're fine organizations. Just like a lot of the lawyers, they're great. But if they're not accredited, if the VA, Office of General Counsel, does not recognize them, they haven't had the background checks. There's also, for accredited agents, Carrie, there's also a comprehensive test that you must take and successfully pass the test in order to be recognized as a claims agent, accredited. Mm-hmm. By the VA. Mm. So it's a lot to it.
And like you said, that's an involved test. That's not
right.
It's elaborate. So it's not everybody who would be able to pass that. So congratulations to you, Michael Hopkins.
And you know what else too, Carrie?
What's that?
You're held to a higher standard, just like an accredited agent is held to a higher standard of excellence in servicing veterans. You can be held accountable.
That's what I kind of want to lay out today. Can you share with everybody, lay out exactly who is able to assist the veterans? Because they are, like you said, they're different organizations, and they have these representatives who through their organizations are authorized to assist the veterans. But can you tell us exactly, we know attorneys can do so. So there are about three different areas of folks. But can you explain that so we know at the top of that triangle, the ACA, the accredited claims agent, to me, is in the best position to help for many of the reasons that you're laying out today.
Right. Now, Carrie, also we have what's called, they're called Veteran Services Officers.
VSOs.
Right, VSOs. And normally a VSO works for or they volunteer for other organizations. And they go through background checks and testing and so forth. Normally, VSOs, Veteran Service Officers, will work for organizations like the Disabled American Veterans of America. They would also work for the American Legion. You have the AMVETS. You have Vietnam Vets. You have Purple Heart. There are different organizations out there that are sanctioned. Once again, that's that key word. Are you recognized by the VA? Are you recognized? You even have to, some organizations, Carrie, are recognized, believe it or not, they're recognized by Congress and Senate. Some of them are chartered by Congress and Senate to provide services to veterans.
Right. But I think the key word that you said, Michael, are you recognized? Is your organization recognized? Because there's a whole different set of things if they are not.
There are a whole bunch of people out here. You can see them on the internet. You see them on YouTube. You see them on the television. And you see all of these people advocating that they want to help veterans. And, we're veteran friendly and their organizations and so forth. And reality is this. Sure, they may be able to help veterans, but they're not recognized by the VA to help veterans. And that can be, Carrie, that can be very tricky, very sticky when it comes to. One of the things is you have sensitive information as a veteran, banking information, your Social Security, health information. Those are sensitive items, and we all hear this all the time, and we see it on the television. Now, don't we, with people hacking to people's personal information, and the next thing you know, they're running with it, or they're selling it on the black market. Who knows? So that's one of the things you have to be careful of as a veteran, who you give your information to. You have to be careful. Some of these people are not held accountable. That's
so
reality.
Michael, let's talk to the veterans right now on this a little bit deeper on that. So what's the first step? I wish I were a veteran, but let's say I'm a veteran. What would you tell me is the first step I should take when I'm approached by someone who says they want to assist me? What questions should I ask that person?
Number one question, are you an accredited claims agent? Are you a VSO? Are you an accredited attorney? Do you work for an accredited organization? What's the name of the organization? How can I find out? You know, those are the kind of questions as a veteran you should be asking. It's great. People want to be all about getting recognized that, you know, they're rated. I'm at 100%. I'm at 50. I got this, that. That's great. But the main thing is you need to know who's helping you. That's the number one thing.
Because and also, is it not true that even because not everybody can assist you as far as the VA is concerned? So if it's not an accredited agent, they have limitations to what kind of assistance that they may even be able to provide at all.
You're right.
Because you're able to do a lot.
Right. One of the main differences is credited. When you have someone you're working with, Kerry Hines, what they must do is a power of attorney. And it's a limited one. It only pertains to you helping them with claims and compensation. You can't do anything else with them. But
right,
the power of attorney is limited.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing about this, it's on official government paperwork. This isn't something somebody just writes out, or they went to Staples and handed it to you and got it notarized.
Right.
You know, that's not what this is. It's an official document. It's a VA Form 21-22 or a VA Form 21-22 Alpha or A for you civilians. It clearly, Kerry Hines, it clearly, one form, the 21-22, is actually if you're working with a Veterans Services organization and a VSO, Veterans Services Officer. The 22A is when you're working with either an attorney or you're working with a claims agent.
Well,
big difference.
Yes, indeed. And what I'm loving about this, Michael, is that, you know, making sure that the veterans, you know, if they are looking to get assistance, that they know who should be helping. And this is critical. So asking the right questions can save you a lot of grief down the road.
Very much so.
And Michael, they can always turn to you, Michael Hopkins, who is, let me just repeat that, ACA, I call it ACA, which means that you're an accredited claims agent, and this is recognized by the VA.
Right. That's
and
the beautiful
so
thing about it, Kerry.
It is amazing.
Yes.
Because you have the ability to access information a lot more in depth. They, folks who are not accredited, cannot do these things to this degree.
Right.
So very, very important. We're so honored that you are part of our broadcast at the Hair Radio Network. You're doing amazing things for the Vet Talk Radio Show. You have your own community that's found at HAIRadio.com, where folks can read all kinds of posts that you make on your own group page for Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm just blown away at the success of what you started, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, I'm just enjoying it. I'm passionate about helping veterans, and the more veterans that I help, yeah, it really is, Carrie. It really is. And there was one other thing, Carrie, that I want veterans to be aware of also, and you brought out a very valid point about agents, the accredited agents. The Office of General Counsel has a website.
Let's share
and they can go, they can put in office, they can even Google it, Office of General Counsel, Office of Veteran Affairs. You can Google it. The website will pop up. You go to the website, and it will say attorneys, accredited agents, VSOs. All you have to do, when in doubt, put the person's name in.
So this, in other words, guys, this is important, because if you want to see if a person is able to help you through the eyes of the VA, they have already set this incredible website, which you can easily search the person's name, and it'll pop up.
Yes, sir. Live.
Amazing.
And in color, as we would say. That person, you know that person is real. Oh, yeah.
Well, this, I'm hoping, is going to be an ongoing conversation that we're going to have. So you're going to be hearing this over and over and over again, because we want to make sure you know if you need help, you turn to Michael, and then if you need further help, he'll direct you. But absolutely, you'll know the right things to do when you're researching it online. So, Michael Hopkins, I just want to say thank you for always taking the time to support the veterans, to support our community. It means a lot to all of us here at the Hair Radio Network and, of course, Vet Talk Radio. And just again, thank you, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Carrie.
Now, what do you always say to support our veterans?
Carrie, we're in theme number two. We're in the second season of the Vet Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And resilience amongst the veterans, they never quit. And that's why it's all about the veterans.
On that note, thank you, Michael Hopkins.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty, right here on Hair Radio.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach, and this will solve that problem as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is
Thursday morning, April 13th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show, mid-show. This is our second hour. The time is about 7:11 East Coast time, 6:11 if you're out in the time. The Central time zone, if I can just talk and think this morning. Let me bring to the line someone who's going to help me out with all of that, the queen of the morning. We're talking to talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm listening to you and Michael this morning.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
How are
happy
you?
Happy mid-show. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Happy mid-show. We're doing just great. It's been wonderful.
Awesome.
With all the great talk with that we've been listening to.
I've been listening. Yes.
Focused
on.
Yes.
Yes.
So real happy about that. Want to say again, you know, just to kind of, we got a lot more to get into between now. This is kind of the midway point in our broadcast each day.
Right.
We have 3 hours each morning from 6 to 9 a.m. because folks may not realize that. We're on for 3 hours each day. And I don't know too many folks in broadcasting who literally put together a 3-hour show every day.
You're so right, Gary.
I don't know too many folks who do that. And with a list guest, recognizable guests, incredible topics that you're not going to hear on mainstream media. And today
our fan favorite music.
Exactly, and fan favorite music. I totally agree. And today is lending itself to just that because coming up at in the next hour, a little after 8 this morning, we should be covering something that we've never talked about to this degree. And I'm really excited to talk about it because, something that you hear on mainstream media.
It's very important.
It's a very important topic, and it's called, let me just go ahead and put it out, racial trauma. So it's going to be a little heavy, but it's a topic that we're going to talk about and what so many of us deal with every single day.
all day in some cases. Every time I step out of my house, literally, here in New York City, where I am. So I want to definitely talk about it. I think the Hair Radio Morning Show, yes, we talk about hair and beauty. As you guys heard, we led in this morning with Keisha Moore, who is out on the West Coast in California, and she has this big Cali Braids event that we'll talk a little bit more about as well. But this is something that we need to share.
Right.
And have these conversations. And I want to, you know, and I can't wait to hear from Michael in just a bit. Michael Hopkins, you guys heard from him a little while ago about being an accredited claims agent. We're going to have him on to share his perspective, too. Michael's in Virginia, and he was born in Philadelphia. He probably has a different perspective than some of you guys up there and maybe even myself on this. So we'll talk. That's what it's about. So, again, lots to get to, some hot-button topics here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We had a day off, Nicole Marie, yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We were off from the live show. So this week we were on Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. We did a Monday show this week live, which rarely happens. We did a Monday, Tuesday show. We took off Wednesday.
Right.
Now we're back for Thursday, and we're also here tomorrow, so Thursday, Friday shows. Really
yes,
excited.
Definitely stay tuned.
So what, any comments about today's broadcast, Nicole Marie? Anything jump out at you?
I am very excited about what's to come on our broadcast, our discussion about racial trauma. It's very, very important. Something that, like you said, we deal with on a daily basis. So very, very important to talk about, keep the conversations going. And the show earlier this morning, as you mentioned, Keisha Moore from Cali Braids, I enjoyed that conversation, and always enjoy talking about cruising the Bahamas. So,
You've been tuned in. Okay.
Oh, yes, and I've been enjoying the music today.
Oh, well, today, I'm glad you mentioned it. I call it our slow music morning. We kind of played some real. We went in a little bit with the music this morning.
Yes,
very laid back sound, laid back grooves. We opened up the show real quickly with "Love and War" by Tony's little sister, Miss Tamar Braxton.
We've
never played Tamar on the show, so this was a first. And of course, the one and only Miss Deborah Cox. With Nobody Supposed to Be Here. Great songs. And I think Nobody Supposed to Be Here was written by Montel Jordan, who we have a link with. Montel was on our show. I've interviewed Montel Jordan right here on our broadcast. Let me go back a little bit. In our original version of the Hair Radio Show, he was on way back in like the 90s or something with us. And our Lonel as well interviewed him for the broadcast. So real good stuff. So he wrote that song.
Awesome.
And Deborah, you know, she had a big hit with Whitney Houston called Same Script, Different Cast as well. So real good stuff. And we're, you know, let me just make sure folks understand. We're playing a lot of classic songs, you know, on the 90s and all of that kind of thing. And I really want to give a big focus to what I call the women of the 90s coming up soon. So we got, folks like Vesta Williams, Vanessa Williams, Jane, and Dante Moore, and all of them. Girl power. And we might even throw in some 80s with DLC. I think DLC was maybe late 80s or early 90s, somewhere in there.
Yes, it was.
But all those kind of folks. Yeah. Because a lot of the music that you hear, it's kind of recycled from those days. And we might as well play the originals. And I have a lot of great
memories
with some
of these
songs.
Hear a lot of samples of the music as well.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of the guests, the actual singers have been on this broadcast. So, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, today we've been kind of, you know, and I've been hearing Anne-Marie's one thing in my head. I know we played last week, but I think I'm going to have to get it on before the end of the show.
All right. And just, you know, we're rolling ahead. So in addition to some of these incredible topics that we're covering, we're also just letting the music shape and frame our broadcast and our thinking and kind of push us on each day.
Yeah.
Now, listen. Well, I tell you, Nicole Marie, I want to kind of lead on in as we do each broadcast with something called Hope of the Day. And I think you're a little bit familiar with that.
Can
you tell us
yes.
a little bit on the Hope of the Day and what that's all about?
Thank you, Carrie. Hope of the Day is brought to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show because hope is so, so very important. And it is the belief that our future can be better than our past. No matter what each one of us may be going through, there is always hope, which is that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And for today, learn your strengths. Just as others have to earn your respect, so you have to earn self-respect. One way is to honestly assess your strong points. We all have them, and they usually outweigh our weaknesses. Take the time to isolate your strengths, then use them wisely.
Hmm.
So important.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
All right. What does that say to you, Nicole Marie?
Well, I think, Carrie, a lot of times, instead of focusing on our strengths and those points that we're good at, we focus on more so our weaknesses.
The weaknesses. Correct.
Yes. So stay with the positive. Learn your strengths, those things that you're good at. Focus on those things. And because those things outweigh our weaknesses, yes, we can also focus on the weakness and get better, focus on getting better in those areas that we're not as strong, but isolate those strengths and focus on your strengths because those are the things
exactly.
that you're really, really good at.
And that's what I say because, you know, I was talking with some of our colleagues, you guys know, I'm with you from 3 hours a day, 6 to 9
right.
in the morning for New York folks and 5 to 8 for Central folks and 3 to 6 if you're out on the West Coast. We're with you every day. You get to see a good portion of my life here.
Right.
But bear in mind that we are Hair Radio 24 hours a day. That's why our broadcast
exactly.
is so incredible and organic. No one can emulate what we do. They try.
No one.
But
no one.
We're the original. I've been here
That's
since
it.
The 90s doing the Hair
That's
Radio
it.
Show. We have original folks. We have original content. Everything here is original. And you don't know what we're going to talk about because we don't know sometimes. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
No, what we
exactly.
do, I rise at 4 o'clock in the morning to prepare each show. I literally start preparing the day before, sometimes weeks ahead.
Right.
So we are always, folks are just kind of, they're not even thinking when we are working on broadcast and all of that. They're
so
fast
true.
Asleep.
So true.
There's so many good things. Now, Nicole Marie, before we go not even one step further, I want to talk a little bit about, I believe you have an update for everybody, a news item update
yes.
to share.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Would you like to take it away and share with everybody what we're talking about?
Yes, thank you, Carrie. My special update today is on the Tennessee Three. The Tennessee State Representative Justin Pearson was reinstated to the State House in a special meeting of the Shelby County, which is Memphis, Commission, on Wednesday, and they voted to send Pearson back to his House seat. And this, of course, was after he and Justin Pearson were expelled from the House just last week. And it's so I just found the story so interesting because before the vote, Pearson joined hundreds of supporters in a march to the National Civil Rights Museum and to the meeting there in Memphis. And after the vote, Pearson had a message for all of the people in Nashville who expelled them. And he said, "You can't expel hope. You can't expel justice. You can't expel our voice. And you can't expel our fight. We look forward to continuing to fight, continuing to advocate until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream."
Now, let me just say, I'd love to hear any of those politicians who are on the GOP side with this crazy extremist behavior even know what that means, what you've just said.
Exactly.
I've never heard anything like that. And let me tell you something, and I'm just going to say it because I think this will lead into our conversation coming up in the next half hour, and that is that you can't mess with these boys. Let me just say that. You are so you're just lost. These guys, they will bury you.
They will.
Equipped to handle them. These guys outsmarted them at their own game. And I'm just going to say this. They're intelligent, very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Very
well
smart.
Spoken. And they know the process.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be a surprise that they're well spoken. And I always hate to say that because we just take for granted that our community is not well spoken. So when we come across articulate individuals, we like to think that, oh, they're well spoken. Well, I don't think so. I think that that's just we all, I think everybody can be well spoken or anybody.
Well-spoken.
And I don't think it should be remarked so much because it kind of makes us look like we're not well spoken. And that's not the case, I believe. So I'm happy for these guys. I call them the Justins. I've nicknamed them the Justices Justins. And I think that they're going to do incredible things. And
I
want to thank you also, Nicole Marie, for your coverage. You led the coverage on the whole Tennessee 3 for the Hair Radio Morning Show and the network. Our network here, and kind of kept us abreast, and I'm going to ask that you continue to follow because I believe that they're going to do incredible things, and we're going to have to keep an eye on them.
Yes, and Carrie, let me just say real quick, they will serve on an interim basis until there is a special election that will be in the upcoming months, and both of them definitely plan to run again in this special election. And Justin Pearson, he also said, "This is the democracy that they're scared of, the democracy that changes the status quo."
Exactly.
So cute.
And we're going to talk about, we're definitely going to touch on that and expound on a little bit, coming up a little bit around 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to have you to stay with us for the discussion. You can join us by pressing 1 on your phone. And kind of just join on in and talk it out with us this morning live. So I'm real, real excited about that. Nicole Marie, and again, Mike will be joining in just a bit. We cannot wait to get everybody's full, participation on this topic. And I want to take a little bit of a commercial break. And then when we come back, Nicole Marie, I also want to get into a little bit about this. You will be celebrating 1 year as my co-host on this broadcast. So I want to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about your journey right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So why don't we, we're going to take a little bit of music break. We've been kind of killing it this morning with that nice, easy vibe, I want to call it. And I think we're going to continue with that a little bit. I'm kind of thinking of just a little bit of easy something, not anything that's too kind of jump up and shout it out. I'm really looking for some incredible, I'll tell you what, why don't we just go ahead and get our little music break on as well. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back. We've got a lot more. to get into on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Cause all I do is think about you. listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. Oh, yeah. All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, April 13th of 2023. It is our broadcast show number 837. Whew, 837 is the number. Real happy as we march towards our 1,000th show. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Again, happy mid-show, Nicole Marie,
yeah,
as we keep it moving.
Happy mid-show.
Yeah. Yes, of course. We had to work in Stevie Wonder and all I
right.
do. Yeah, who was up against Montel Jordan when Montel was on our show. So I just want to say that for a Grammy, Montel was telling us when he was in the studio. So listen, want to just go ahead and keep it moving this morning. I think it's time. Let's try to get in Michael Hopkins. Michael comes to us out of wonderful, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And then Nicole Marie, we're going to talk about your first year on the show.
Awesome.
And I just want to say one quick note. I don't know all the details yet, but I understand that Jamie Foxx suffered some kind of medical issue on Tuesday. So his family's daughter, the actress Corinne Foxx, issued a statement and said that he is, you know, he's resting and there he's got great treatment, obviously. And we don't know, at least I couldn't find out what exactly happened, but we're going to keep an eye on Jamie. I had a chance to meet Jamie Foxx myself. I spoke to him directly back when they launched Vibe magazine in the 90s. And he was on In Living Color at the time. And I remember him. He was, he is an incredible actor, but he was so nice to me. He took time out. We were all at the party down at the Mayan in downtown L.A. And he was real nice and took time to speak with me. He was walking with one of his colleagues to that fancy car that I actually saw on an old episode of the Jamie Foxx Show. So we'll talk about that another time. But we just wish him well here.
Yeah, he's, and we just want him to get better.
Thoughts and prayers. And just get back out there, Jamie.
Exactly.
Now, let me bring to the line this morning. You've heard from Michael Hopkins all morning. We led in with some talk about being a veteran advocate, of course, but an accredited claims agent. We led in with that this morning. And Michael Hopkins, Michael comes to us again from Virginia. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie, and happy mid-show.
Yeah. Yes, happy mid-show to you as well. Now, Michael, I just want to say again, we've been listening to you. We're so excited. We're going to talk a little bit more about being an accredited claims agent and your work on behalf of veterans. We'll get to a little bit more on that. But I thought it would be great for us to wish Nicole Marie a good first year on the broadcast. Happy first year.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yes, 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 almost there. Yes, Carrie. My co-host debut was on show number 709.
Hold
and that
it.
Was
you mean
yes.
709? You've already covered
yes.
over 100 shows.
Yes, 709. Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
That was in May of last year. Yes, May the 6th to be exact. Yes.
Wow. Well, you will be celebrating in a few weeks your actual year.
Oh, yes.
And so, yeah, that's incredible. Show number 709? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
709.
That's going back a long time.
And it's been just an amazing ride. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Wow.
So it's kind of hard to believe. The time has passed so fast.
It has. It has. But everybody can hear some of the classic shows. If you go to our website at www.hairadio.com, in the top left corner, it's like an arrow. It looks like a paw. And all you have to do is click on it, and it starts playing our shows and music and all that wonderful good stuff, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you get the feel, the little, you know, thing that you got to just scratch, that little itch to listen to the radio show, go right there. You can hear, listen day or night, the classic shows.
That's
and so much
true.
More. But
day or night.
So Nicole Marie, what do you recall most about joining the Hair Radio Show team in this capacity?
Wow, Carrie. Just, I had been on before on the show as a producer, as one of Michael's Vet Talk Radio angels. And so, of course, I was familiar with, you know, being a part of the broadcast, helping with the production of Vet Talk Radio. But then to move in the seat of being a co-host, it's just been wonderful to actually be a part of the production for that, interviewing our fabulous guests that we have. I know as soon as I debuted as the co-host, the first interview, I think it was like that next day or so, was Wayne Smith. And that was just incredible, jumping into the hot seat, so to speak. But it was just amazing because it's been such a learning experience, and it's just been wonderful to be a part of this family, to be a part of this team. It's just been wonderful, and I've just enjoyed it so much. I've learned so much. So thank you,
Wonderful.
Carrie.
You are very much welcome and well-deserved. For folks who may not know, Wayne Smith is the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. He's our political contributor to the broadcast. He's a heavy hitter and power broker out there. He was mayor for 12 years. And Irvington, New Jersey is outside of New York City, so he's down in New Jersey. But he's been with us many, many times. And I said, what better way for Nicole Marie to learn the ropes than for her to go toe-to-toe with Mayor Wayne Smith? And that's really...
And it was amazing, it was great.
Really? Well, tell us why. What else?
Well, just interviewing Wayne was just... I mean, he made it so easy for me. He was so easy to talk to, and just, you know, it was just great. I just jumped in, you know. I took the pointers that you gave me, and I just jumped in. And it's been great.
Run with it. And I'll tell you something. I was going to ask who was the favorite guest that you've interviewed, but I think we already know.
answered that question.
Yes. So outstanding. And we've gone on to really do a lot of great work together. We've covered so many topics. If you just look back in the last 100 and something shows, 130 shows we've done together and counting, I think it's amazing because we've interviewed everybody from an Academy Award nominee. Remember, she was on our show.
Yes,
she worked on the movie Wakanda Forever and all of that. We're talking about Camille Friend and so many others who have been on our broadcast. We've talked about topic after topic about so many things and done so much. We've had our own live hair events. We've had shows in person. We've actually done that kind of thing. We've released hair products. And also shouting out our own Keisha McAllister, who also keeps us abreast in the hair world from California as well, in Fairfield, California. So just a great team.
It's a family.
Yeah, so
we're
it's a family. And congratulations again to Nicole Marie for being with us for 1 year.
Thank
you're the longest-serving co-host, yes, in the history
awesome.
Of our broadcast. So you now have a new, literally, you have your own title here. So you've earned Queen of the Mornings at this point, and we're
wow.
happy and proud of that. Yeah.
Thank
so
you
good
so
stuff.
Much.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And Michael, I've got to say, Michael Hopkins, now soon after we celebrate Nicole's big anniversary, and by the way, it is paper. We were looking at the, you know how they do the,
yes.
you know, the what is that called again, where they commemorate, you know, like the wedding anniversary type stuff. And
right,
we
every year it's something
one.
Different.
Exactly, and yes, it is paper for the first one. So, Michael Hopkins, you'll be rolling along into 2 years yourself
oh,
with the broadcast.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow, pretty much so.
Yeah, so yours will be up real soon, not too long after Nicole Marie's, and we will be celebrating that as well. So I'm super,
great.
Super, super hyped and super
right.
excited for both of you. And, you know, we've got a long way to go on the Hair Radio Morning Show. There's so much more for us to do. This
yeah.
is just the beginning. And I'm real, real proud of that. And I want to just remind everybody there's a lot more to go and a lot more to discover together on the
oh,
broadcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
So,
yeah.
Very much so.
I will
definitely
be, there's some
to.
Artists that, yeah, and you know, when we were talking about the music earlier, there's some artists that I have to get on the show. It sounds so incredible
okay.
to hear from, you know, folks, like I've never had Aaliyah on. We've never had Aaliyah's music, and I thought that would be real great to do, so I'll be
awesome.
Looking up and asking for you guys, if you have some favorite Aaliyah songs, let us know. I want to hear some more from Faith Evans. I want to hear from Pebbles in the old days. I want to hear from.
Oh,
yes.
You're going back,
well.
Harry.
Yeah, we're
and
going
way,
back.
Way back.
Go back. That. Yeah.
Getting out the time
then,
machine.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the time machine, Michael, and one of the guys from the Spinners is the last original member, by the way, is retiring also. So just, you know, I thought we'd let
okay.
you know what's happening in Black World
wow.
today. Yeah, so he's just retiring. He's still kicking out there. And the Spinners is one of my all-time favorite groups. For me, I'm going to have to say, and I know I've interviewed everybody from Ray Goodman and Brown to I've had the guys from, I interviewed one of the fellows from the Gap Band. I've had the OJ's guy on. I've interviewed a lot of band
wow.
Group people. But I
right.
think personally, and I've never interviewed them, but my all-time favorite group probably has to be, and I mean, it's real tough to say because it's tough to say favorite groups, but I'm going to have to say the Spinners is my personal favorite. I absolutely love the Spinners music. I just love them, their voices and everything. Just was just incredible. And they're still out there, you know, doing their thing. A version of the
yes,
group
they are.
Is still out there. And so we're going to do some of our favorite groups, some of our favorite male groups. We always promote a lot of the female groups, you know, like Destiny's Child and the Supremes and all that. But we really don't do the male groups so much. So we're going to,
right.
you know, have folks like there was groups from called Ready for the World. You guys may remember them.
Oh yeah,
very much
them,
so.
You know, the Manhattans. Now
oh,
the Manhattans.
Yeah.
Gerald Austin was on this show. We've interviewed him. I chatted with Gerald, who's won a Grammy. The group won a Grammy as well. High Five, H Town.
Yeah. Oh,
so
goodness.
You know. Oh, yeah, we're going to be, of
bringing
course,
back
we have
memories,
to talk
Carrie.
About New Edition, Color Me Bad, all those folks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be digging up some of that music, some of the great music, and talking about some of these artists. And we'll likely have some new interviews as well with a lot of these folks. So just thought we'd kind of roll that one out there. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So how's that? Now, if you guys are just
That's
tuning
wonderful.
In, you're listening. Yeah, I agree. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with my amazing co-stars, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins, a.k.a. ACA, an accredited claims agent and veterans advocate, who hosts his own broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And this particular past Tuesday, Hopkins, you did a show pretty much for an hour. And so any feedback on that show? There were quite a few folks who were tuned in listening. Anything you want to share?
Oh, yes. Yes, that one is another popular one, Decision Lessons.
Yes.
And I've had some good feedback, because it's one of those things a lot of the guys just want to know. They want to know about, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? What does this mean? And I'm glad we had the opportunity to just break all it down for the veterans so that they have a good idea that what this means.
Yeah, well, you did a really good job, and that's really the truth. And this upcoming week, I believe you have something, a new topic that you'll be covering. So I cannot wait to hear all about it. I think it's going to be great. Reminding everybody that that'll be Tuesday coming up for the next edition. It should be on at 8:30 Eastern. And I'm real happy about that, 7:30 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a break? We gotta also pay the bills. I want to say that I want to shout out, and I should take a moment to shout out to folks like JustSalonTowels.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, these incredible folks, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, all these folks who really, without them, there would be no radio show. We wouldn't be able to put the broadcast on. And so we need you. We need you to buy our commercials. We need you to support the radio show. We need you to buy from Divine Energy Luxury Candles. We need you to buy from the wonderful JustSalonTowels.com if you need towels in your shop or for, you know, your clients. We need you to support. And also, I've got to say, I remember one of our folks who had advertised with us for eons was the wonderful Dr. Raglan, who herself, she describes herself as the queen of toes, and she's a podiatrist out there, and you guys remember her so well from Fix Your Feet.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
With a cosmetic. Well, do you guys remember that commercial, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins?
Very much so, yes. Raglan, one of my favorites.
Yes. Well, listen, I'm glad to hear that, because Dr. Raglan will be making a U-turn back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. She'll be with us in two and a half weeks or so. She'll be joining us again. Now, when Dr. Raglan comes to the line, I suggest you turn on in. She goes in. Dr. Raglan to put up miles.
Oh, yes.
She's an incredibly smart, savvy business entrepreneur lady who is a real doctor, medical doctor. And we're going to ask her about especially something that we've not asked her about, which is that big report that the NIH put out the end of last year. She'll be commenting about that. She's going to talk about summer toe care. And, yeah, how's that summer toe care?
Wow, like that.
Yeah, and entrepreneurship in general. I mean, listen, there's a plethora of topics to talk with Dr. Yolanda Ragland about. Trust me, your ears are going to be on fire when we're finished. she's really very talented and quite incredible lady. So real good stuff. So listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to get ready to lead on in with our talk in the next half hour. So why don't we take a little bit of a break? We've got the special on dark models, dark skin models. You guys have heard this. And I think we'll get it on. And then after that, we'll roll on in with our special coverage this morning on this incredible topic, all about racial trauma and so much of what we're facing. So we'll turn to that. We're going to have you guys to stay with us. This goes only about 5 minutes or so. We'll be rolling in just a bit. Stay with us for much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Thursday morning, April 13th of 2023. Again, it's our show number 837. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. All right, stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
My name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nyad Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing, my heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel, because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old, and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed, and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign, and backstage, they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist, and this guy didn't know how to do braids, and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it, and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leomi, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage, and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this, it's the same, but this has more red in it, and this is just gray, so it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this, and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like, you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand, and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did, and he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, it's Thursday morning of April 13th, I should say, of 2023. It's our show number 837. Got to bring to the line Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, who are joining me in this very special discussion that we've never really talked about this in particular. It's called What is Racial Trauma All About? And you guys can Google it out there. There actually is a thing called racial trauma. And this I was unfamiliar with. I kind of understood the effects of it and certainly felt it, but never knew that it was an actual thing. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that in this half hour. Want to definitely jump on in with that. Well, first, let me just say, if you guys out there who are tuned in right now would like to talk about it, we want to talk on air this morning on anything that you yourself might have faced, anything you want to say or comments about it, because to me it's a big discussion that you are not going to see on mainstream media. And I don't think I've ever even heard about it on mainstream media. So first, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, let me define what exactly is racial trauma. And so here's what it says. And again, you can Google this. I've shared this story on my Facebook page. It says discrimination is a traumatic experience that can cause what they say are similar symptoms to PTSD as well as depression and anxiety. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. Exposure to discrimination, either directly or indirectly, can trigger racial trauma. And indirectly can include witnessing discrimination against a member of a particular group, and or chronic exposure to discrimination can be humiliating, frightening, and isolating. So when others deny that this trauma exists or blame the victim, it would just intensify the trauma. So I just want to just go ahead and first let me lead in with you guys. Nicole Marie, is this something that comes as a surprise to you? Have you heard about racial trauma?
I've heard of it. Like you said, I haven't heard of it on mainstream media, but definitely something that I've heard of, something that, you know, that marginalized groups, you know, it's widespread. And it just is just so traumatizing to so many people, because it can affect the ability to have relationships, to concentrate, you know, either at work or school, and just feel safe. And that's very traumatic when on a daily basis you're worried about feeling safe, you know, in your own community, just day to day, you know, just day to day living.
And you can't effectively in this case.
Right.
Yeah. Very good stuff, Nicole Marie. Good point. Hopkins, you're a black male, born in Philadelphia, moved out to the Virginia area. So you may not be in the urban community. I'm also born in Philadelphia. I moved and have lived on both coasts and traveled the world as well. And you've been to a lot of places outside of America as well, Michael Hopkins. What do you say when this whole topic, what does it mean to you, especially coming from a military perspective? You may have a whole different spin on this. First,
exactly.
Michael Hopkins, had you heard of the term racial trauma? Because I hadn't, not the term.
No,
but,
I hadn't either, Karen, Nicole Marie. No, I hadn't heard of racial trauma, but I have heard of PTSD, and I do know that there are two basic, actually it's three types, but the two that reminds me so much of this article is the combat PTSD and the non-combat PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
When I read this article,
That we have shared,
right,
on Facebook and all of that. You can go to the Kerry Hines page. It's all about, just Google the term racial trauma, it'll pop up. So what can you tell us, Michael, about what this means to you or what you've experienced or seen?
What it means to me, Kerry, especially being black and a male in this society, there's always, the way I describe it, there's always this cloud. There's always this doubt. There's always this something about you being black and a male. It's either your competency, your being, it's always something. And that always something is like a cloud. It always stays with you no matter where you go, what you do.
it's always there. And of course, and, you know, Carrie, you were saying something to the effect of, you know, me being a person that was in the military. And things like that gets even more compounded if you have been in the military, because you're dealing with situations, you know, you're dealing with things where some of them are life and death situations. And we don't have time for you to look at me as being a man of color and, oh, well, you don't know what you're doing type thing. Or just in the general makeup of just being in this country, and people make you feel uncomfortable. They never think about you being uncomfortable with them. They never think about that. It's always, is you. You're the problem. Well, I'm not always the problem. Most of the time, I'm not the problem. You're the problem.
Exactly.
Because of your thought patterns. You're the problem.
What do you think that drives that thought pattern, Michael Hopkins? Why do you think they even have that kind of a thought pattern to begin with?
Wow, Carrie. One of the things that I always see is that we always want to be right in everything we're doing. We always want to be the more knowledgeable one. We want to be, we're the more intelligent one. And it's just natural that I know what I'm doing and you don't. And to me, it stems from years and years and decades and so forth of thought patterns that dictate that this is the way I think because I've been taught to think this way.
Exactly.
And I'm going to teach my kids to think that way, and their kids are going to think that way. And it just, the beat just goes on and on and on and on and on. And then when they run across someone who is not fitting into that mold that Grandpappy and Pappy said, and all of a sudden, boom, they don't know what to do.
Exactly.
You know, I think, Carrie and Nicole Marie, the area that I live in is very much like that. It's very much like that, where you're dealing with people that they have their mentality. From what I gather and what I understand in my observations, they have a 1940s, 50s, 60s mentality when it comes
wow.
to people of color. That's the mentality that they have. So when you bust that mold and you speak back like those brothers did in Tennessee, when you talk back, but you talk back intelligently, and Carrie, you made mention to something about speech and so forth. When you go back and you're an intelligent man of color, all of a sudden you're part of the threat forces. So we have to do something to you or say something about you to throw everybody off to make it look like you're the bad guy. But in reality, you're not the bad guy.
Saying that the world has been convinced that black people are bad people, you think? Nicole Marie, I have to turn to you on this as well. You are a sitting board member in your community. You are a woman of color. You are an educator out there. You may have your own perspective on this. And being a black woman, I would imagine that you have there's a whole nother level to this that Michael, you or I may not even be privy to. So from your perspective, Nicole Marie, you're a mom, you're a wife, you're, an advocate for all kinds of things and young kids and all of that. What do you want to say about this subject from your perspective, Nicole Marie?
Well, Carrie, let me first say I want to touch on something that Michael was talking about the, perception of others of
black people. And I believe that the media has so much to do with that, because the media for years has perceived black people to be a certain way. And what is portrayed on TV is not the actual perception of black people. And when the other race perceives us and thinks that, oh, we're bad and we're this and we do this and we do that, okay, everybody is not the same. Everybody, you know, you can't put us all in a box and say, oh, okay, well, black people are this way. No, black people are so much more than the way that we're portrayed on TV. We're intelligent. We are definitely kings and queens, and we need to recognize that. So that's what I wanted to say first. Yes. But we have to understand that and believe that, Gary, because we sometimes fall as a community, you know, we fall into some of those stereotypes because sometimes we don't know who we are and we don't stand up for who we are. And we definitely need to do that. We need to learn. That goes back to learning our history, learning where we come from, learn about our ancestors and who we are. Then we're more able to stand up and actually realize that we are the true kings and queens, that we are, that we were born to be.
Yes, and I agree with those conversations. I really do. I do want to say that I think it's so many layers to this.
It
some
is.
We're not
There's
even
so,
privy
so
to.
Many.
There's so many layers. And here's the thing I feel that, you know, I always say it's through assimilation into a culture that doesn't seem to want you, you know, so
exactly.
much. And my thinking is that this is the way I think. And again, I'm Kerry Hines. Maybe you guys don't agree out there, but anybody who can enslave another community or another group of people or anybody, all bets are off. All bets are off.
That's it. That's it.
I think that I don't know why we as black people don't question why we carry slave owners' last names. I don't know why we try to not understand that if on broadcast TV and otherwise, that they don't ever even show a correlation to our own ancestors in Africa.
No.
You never hear of any kind of connection of that.
No.
There's never any promulgation of that. And so all that you hear is a discourse that, again, because they have a bigger bullhorn, and by they I mean the broadcast media, we're not on the same playing field. And we
exactly.
never probably will be. And so if we can, again, our voices are marginalized, as we know, as those two gentlemen, the Justins, pointed out. But here's the way that we combat this. Here's the way that we combat it. And that is very simple. There's one way, and that's by working and figuring out things together. Very simple.
Exactly.
Very simple.
And education.
Very simple.
Yes.
Well, it definitely is education. I would suggest to take the youth and start with the third and fourth graders. I'd re-educate those kids so quickly, would make your head spin. And I wouldn't send them into the public system. They need to be schooled at home or through some charter-type school thing going on. That's my own personal belief. The other thing is, you know, stop the silliness with all that assimilation into folks who just don't want you. What
right.
more must they do? You know, they're shooting you up here and, you know, some folks say poisoning you on the other side, causing all kinds of stuff. What more can they do, so to speak?
Right.
So I think that we have to kind of take into account, and I'm grateful for the communities at large who support a new movement because the world is changing.
Exactly.
It's changing.
Exactly.
And that change is what has, what I believe, have a whole lot of individuals who are not black,
who are trying to cope with something as, that I believe is terrifying to them. And I look at it and I say, can you imagine what our ancestors and what we continue to go through?
Right.
And they just have a fear of being outnumbered, so to speak, that's sparking a lot of this craziness that you see and hear.
Right.
And so
and Carrie,
that article that, yes, Nicole Marie,
no,
what
I just,
were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to say it's so, so important, again, to speak up and use our voice. Let our voice be heard. I've been in so, so many situations where I've been the only black person in the room, the only black woman in the room, or the only woman in the room. And it's so critical for us to use our voice. Speak up. Let our voices be heard. So, so important.
Yes. Well, folks may not realize that any type of stress or anxiety around racial factors or treatment can trigger racial trauma. And Michael, we've talked about racial, we've talked about triggers. This is what triggers this type of issue. And some examples include, like, if you have exposure to racial or ethnic stereotypes, kind of what you touched on earlier, Nicole Marie. An example of this is when academics or textbooks assert that some racial groups are better or worse at certain tasks.
Right.
Also, fears about personal safety. We talked about that. An example of this scenario is when perhaps a Latinx person fears the label of an undocumented immigrant or a person of color fears abuse by police. And I've got to say, often in my neighborhood, I see the wonderful police officers. I'm sure they're going about doing their job in the right way. But when I see them, I can't help but immediately think, oh boy, what's going to stop this person from going off and possibly terminating you? And obviously, it takes years to kind of even get the benefit of the doubt. And that's if there is footage. And then even if that, they'll try to spin that out there and say who knows what. It's like you're at the hands and the mercy of folks who, you know, don't have much faith in you and that believe
right.
you deserve to be not alive, so to speak. So it's
right.
a very scary thing, and these are scary times.
Also,
we're going through some of the causes. Witnessing members of a person's group receiving abuse, this can be in real life or via the media, such as when, like we just said about the Latinx person seeing an immigrant and children in cages. Remember that during the Trump era?
Yeah,
oh,
that was
pretty much so. Right.
If you can watch something on TV in this day and age with children in cages, oh, my God.
It's horrible.
Or a black person seeing a video of an unarmed black person being killed. This is what these are triggers for anybody. And particularly people
yeah.
of color. Also, it can also be a direct exposure to racist abuse or discrimination. Again, hearing racial stereotypes at work or being the recipient of a racial slur, somebody sometimes saying things to us directly. Literally, it's within minutes of me leaving my house that I have to hear car doors locking. Each day within 3 or 4 minutes of just leaving your house. I see people may pull their children closer to them or think right then and there that, you're going to be doing some crime or something. Just real stupid people.
Right.
And,
or being followed in a store, Carrie, thinking that you're going to steal something. No, I'm coming in here to shop. You know?
Exactly. And this I can speak to directly because, and this happens, I have a store that I've gone into. I live over a store here in New York, and I understand and know, and these are people who are color. They're not black Americans. So you have folks who may be from, say, over in Pakistan or wherever, who don't relate to the black experience so much and may automatically think, so it's a form of self-hatred as well, They think anybody of black complexion is a thief and that kind of ignorance. You know, just stupid people. But we've cultivated a society of ignoramus, you know, of ignorant thinking. And this is why I say that, and echo what you said earlier, we've got to reestablish that. We've got to hit the reset button, and we've got to do it at some point and somewhere. And for me, I think, you know, I have to be frank with you. I'm really contemplating living outside of America, living abroad somewhere, because this society, I don't know if we can turn the tide. It's so much that, you know, that the country, other countries who have problems with guns, it's not to this point who have problems with racism and things like that. It's just, it's multiplied here. And it's and I'm hoping that we can get to a better place. So if you guys would like to chime in, feel free to do so. And we're going to continue this conversation. Yeah.
Talking about people living abroad, I've been seeing more and more people that have been moving abroad just for the same simple fact, just like you discussed. And, you know, just for a better way of life, just a basically peace of mind, you know. And earlier you touched on, you know, PTSD being something that people experience, but, you know, also anxiety, depression, just negative thoughts about themselves and just sensitivity all the time, too. Exactly.
Yeah.
But just, you know, living day to day with these things, you know, your quality of life, your health, just a day to day basis, having these thoughts and having to be on guard, so to speak, because you don't know what's going to happen.
It has a physiological
effect. Just a terrible
way
to live. Oh, yeah.
And can you imagine what this is like if you're in the military and you're in a combat zone?
Oh, it's exacerbated. It's exactly
definitely, and even not being in a combat zone. Just you know, I've gone through some of these things, and even though 40 years later, I still have resentment and anger and all kinds of issues behind some of these things, like direct exposure.
Yeah, but isn't it almost impossible not to feel a certain way? I'm sorry to tell you, but if people keep dumping on you, you're going to be upset.
Exactly. That's true. That's true. And but you know, Karen, it gets compounded. You know, I'm just speaking from, you know, being in the military.
Right.
And I understand, you know, on the civilian side, but I know as a person of color, being in the military, it gets compounded, and it doesn't matter what era of the military when you came in, it gets compounded. And
well, I would imagine you can have PTSD on so many different levels.
Oh yeah, and that's what happens. A lot of the military people, you know, my military brothers and sisters, and they truly understand about PTSD and how it affects them. You know, once somebody sits down with them and talks to them, they truly understand. And a lot of it is not pure combat PTSD, where there was an enemy and the enemy's firing on us and all that. Some of it is non-combat PTSD somebody.
Because, I mean, I feel the same way about for the non-veterans and for just general, you know, just life in general. PTSD and anything that is relatable on this level, obviously anything can affect you. When I think it has a lot to do with mistreatment and just not feeling like you have a voice and can lead to a certain type of this. And again,
and I agree with you, Carrie.
Trauma. It's racial trauma, and we are sick of it. You know, I want this. Let us go ahead and get this movement going. We need great leadership. I'm glad to see these two Justins emerge. I think we haven't seen what the best is probably yet to come from them. And, you know, but I'm going to do everything I can. And if I had my own direct family, I probably, honestly, I hate to tell you this, guys, but I'd be packed up and out of here so quickly it'd make your head spin. I see why folks like Tina Turner and so many others have left the country. I see. You can kind of tell. And I just wonder what is really going on here. You know, what's going on here? And believe it or not, guys, if you can move those additional phone lines or tone down that those sounds, please. But, yeah, this is something that is not helpful. And I just look to our society that, you know, America, what we claim that it is and what it is are two totally different things. And I think that here's my real feeling, that we are living in a society that we're living in two different worlds. I think for the most part, and I'm just going to say it, I think Caucasians live in one world, and I think people of color live in another. And I think that you have the Caucasian folks who like to equate themselves to the creativity and the cultural leadership of black people, but don't want to do any of the things to support the betterment of these people. And obviously we've been abused and we've been taken advantage of on so many different levels. For me, I knew this when I never saw anything about Africa on TV. Now, these are folks, our ancestors were literally brought here to this country, and I broadcast television, never even mentioned the word Africa. Never. They show nothing about anything that talks about the black experience unless they're compelled to do so once a year during Black History Month. And then it's with cookie cutter type things. Again, it's because who's got the biggest bullhorn? We don't have the bullhorn that is as large. We're trying to make those kinds of things. And my hope is that there are Caucasians out there who are doing everything in their power to understand a little bit more about the plight of our people. And for those, I appreciate and applaud, like the third member of that Tennessee 3, that wonderful lady who stands up and stands in step with the Justins, and their lives will be forever kind of blended together. So we're going to have to continue these conversations as we kind of move along. And I just, you know, my heart goes out. So listen, I want to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. There's a lot more to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with the Comaria and Michael Hopkins. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very first time on our airways, Mr. Glenn Coco. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to talk to you.
So like, and I just want to say, first of all, what took you so long? No, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to talk about your legendary career and what's new for you going on these days as well. So can you tell us a little bit, because I read some things and I said, well, let me just go straight to Mr. Glenn Coco. So tell us a little bit, some of your highlights that you can share with us this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have such an amazing career and work with such talented individuals. It sort of unfolded by accident. I started hairstyling because of the recession in 2008 and kind of fell into this industry, but I knew once I started, I always wanted to work with celebrities. I saw the hair on TV and in magazines, and it was always a goal of mine. So I've, you know, moved to Los Angeles and pursued it and have been blessed to have makeup artists and stylists and other celebrities refer me to clients. So that's why my roster is, you know, what it is today, and I'm super blessed and grateful.
Absolutely. Now, I have to just, you know, can you, you know, tell us a few, drop a couple of names? You know, we have to live vicariously on the show, Glenn.
I always have to list them by most recently so that I can remember. But Sydney Sweeney, who's on Euphoria, has been a client of mine as of most recently. Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Megan Fox, Rita Ora, Shay Mitchell. I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time now. Hair for 10 years and celebrities for about 4 or 5. So the list has gotten long, but those are my most recent.
Well, that's a mega list. It just reminds me, I always used to chat with this fellow out on the West Coast as well, who always work with celebrities like yourself, just the biggest of the biggest. And I've always wanted to know, what that, you know, must feel like and all of that. But, you know, this is quite an honor for us to have you on the broadcast. So what do you say to all these wonderful stylists who would like to be celebrity stylists? I get this all the time on the show. This is really what the goal is out there, in case you didn't know. Really. So what do you say
It's the same thing I really wanted when I first started in this industry, and it's, you know, to be working with the rich and famous. And I think the biggest tip that I can really tell people is continuing education. I think it's one of the most important things you can do for your career. I think cosmetology school is such a small part of the grand scheme of knowledge that you really need to know. So making sure that you're investing all of the money that you're making, because as a stylist, I feel like you make money very quickly, and it's very easy to get enthralled in the lifestyle. But it's important to take that money and really put it towards continuing education to make sure that your skill set is what it needs to be. I remember when I first moved to LA and people would refer me to celebrity clients, it was, you know, I thought I was prepared, and then I got thrown into it and I didn't have extensions in my kit and I didn't have certain products in my kit that were essential. And I remember this one makeup artist telling me, like, I'm never referring you to anyone again because you're not prepared to do this. You're not that good. And so that whole year, I really focused on my craft. I focused on the products that were in my kit. And I focused on getting, you know, a well-rounded kit full of extensions and wigs. And I think that's really what made me the hairstylist I am today, is really, you know, starting soon and realizing that I had more to learn.
Well, I love that did not stop you. I think I probably would have
Probably would have never gone on.
But definitely
I
a scary moment, but it prepared me for the reality.
Yes. Well, listen, it sounds like you've done just fine. And what I love, and yes, and I can hear you have such a passion and a calm tone. So that must help out quite a bit in the frenzy of the styling community out there working with the big celebrities. Well, listen, I want to know. Go right ahead. Please respond.
Well, I was just going to mention that passion is what drives almost every industry. I think to be the top of the top, you really have to be passionate about what you do. There's no difference when it comes to celebrity styling. It's not really about the world that you're in. It's about the craft, and it's about being a service professional. It's about making people feel their best. And I think as long as you remember that and you focus on, you know, your craft and not the glamorous life that it is, you'll do really well.
Listen, what more can we say on that? But I do have to ask you, so what's the big project that you're working on now or something that you're looking forward to, Glenn?
I have a lot I'm looking forward to. I'm a brand ambassador for Augustina Spotter, which has been such an amazing experience having, you know, a well-rounded, you know, set of products to really recommend to my clients for solutions is something that, you know, I've never really had up until now. And as a celebrity hairstylist, you encounter so many different hair types, so many people with breakage and damage. And there is just, for me, there's never been one hair care line that really tackles it all. And I feel like working with them, I finally have something to recommend as a solution. But as far as upcoming projects, I mean, there's so much on the plate. Even in the next 2 months, I have, you know, a trip to Venice Film Festival, and I'm shooting a commercial in Morocco. So I'm constantly on the go.
Absolutely. Well, I love what you just said also. Folks think, you know, because you have a lot, well, let's just say they think celebrities may not experience a lot of the damage that, you know, folks, you know, clients encounter just who are not celebrities. In other words, so this is something that's really big that you're able to, you know, provide the celebrities the same type of, you know, maybe even more focus, so to speak, but just to know that they go through a lot of the same things that the folks who are listening to the show who are not celebrities deal with, especially when it comes to damage and things like that. So outstanding.
Yeah,
and
I think it's such a regular problem. I mean, all around the world, globally, hair is such a big issue. And I think focusing on products that really help with hair growth and help with the nourishment of hair are so important. And Augustinus has really created a line that really tackles everything. You have the shampoo that's such a great cleanser and really removes all sorts of buildup so that your hair can grow really well in an optimal environment. We actually did an amazing microscopic test where we looked at the scalp before and after the shampoo and conditioner, and it was remarkable to see the difference between what the scalp looked like before and after. And all the buildup was removed. There was so much shine on the actual hair follicle itself. And so knowing that products work like that is just so gratifying.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you're an ambassador, a brand ambassador. We want you to come back and then and bring the whole line with you. We'd love to just talk about all of that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to take a moment just to say thank you, my goodness, for just jumping on a quick call with us. We're going to share this across our platform. Okay.
It's been a pleasure. And anytime you want me to talk, I'm here for you.
Well, I would love that. And please, we always ask, is there anyone that you want to shout out to, any team members, any family members, anything like that this morning?
I'll say hi to Mom in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mom. I love
you. Oh, okay. A fellow Pennsylvanian. Okay. I'm from Philly. Okay. How awesome. All right. I love that. All right. Well, listen, Glenn, thank you. Glenn Coco, thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to continue to follow your career out there in the world of celebrity hairstyling. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree, and I think it's trusting Kerry too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
And don't ever confuse leading blacks with black leaders. Let me tell you why you don't do that. You don't confuse them. Black leaders are chosen by you. They're chosen by the people they're going to lead. They're chosen by us. But let me tell you about the leading blacks. The leading blacks are chosen by the media. Leading blacks are chosen by ABC, all broadcasting Caucasians. Leading blacks are also chosen by NBC. Nothing broadcasting but Caucasians. And the rest is chosen by CBS, the Caucasian Broadcasting System. And when you allow leaders to be chosen by the media that's owned by the corporations, when you get ready to change your lives, but carefully watch and see what the leading blacks are doing. Because that's when the leading blacks sneak into the door to the corporations, and they will tell the corporations, oh, we know how to go and put them down. We know how to get you some real affirmative action Negroes to come in and work. We know how to do that. But at the end of the day, the leading blacks lead the corporations, and the leading blacks have gotten paid while we have gotten played.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio. All right, it is Thursday morning, April 13th of 2023. It's our show number 837, Michael Hopkins. We've been talking this morning, and we've been listening. We've been having some deep topic discussion, some deep talk this morning. What do you want to say about today's show, Michael? What do you want to be the takeaway for this broadcast that you've been part of?
Wow, Carrie. You know, my takeaway from this is it's a very eye-opening experience, especially for me, because I never think about the civilian side of PTSD, of the racial profiling, of the trauma that we go through as people of color. And it just reinforces a lot of things for me to know that we have a long way to go, but we are strong people. We're very
Absolutely.
Strong people.
Well, Michael, don't forget that the veterans, you may not think about it so much and how the civilian world, you know, considers and looks at PTSD and how it affects us so much. But remember, once you guys, you know, in terms of being a veteran, you've completed your service, your duty to service and all of that, and you walk out, you're dressed as a regular civilian and in that civilian world. And so you can experience the same things that we talked about, and it's so layered, which could be, you know, and you don't have to just have one type of trigger. It could be many types of trigger. Can trigger different types of issues. It's just so deep and can be convoluted.
Yes, it is. And you're right.
So,
you're absolutely
yeah.
right. There's so many triggers. And it doesn't
yeah.
even have to be big triggers, Carrie. It
exactly.
can be a little triggers.
Exactly. And here's the thing, folks, and we don't want to end it on this note. We want you to be able to get help. Reach out. Talk to folks. Be part of some support groups if you find that this is something that you might be coping with. Remember that we can stay strong together. That's my new motto, stay strong together. And I love that, and we care about you. We support you. We want you to be your best. And so I think this was an incredible broadcast today. I hope you have gotten something from it. I certainly know I have. And maybe we can learn to look to one of those days where we are no longer dealing with something called racial trauma. I don't want to deal with anything racial at that point.
I don't even want to deal with anything that's trauma, Carrie Hines.
You got it. You got it. We're here. Let's see if we can figure this out together. And so it's been an incredible broadcast, Michael. I've loved today's show.
Yes, it has. Beautiful broadcast today, Carrie.
Yeah.
Beautiful broadcast.
And so I agree 100%. And for tomorrow's show, we're on from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Friday. It's our Fan Day Friday show. Tomorrow's the 14th, Friday the 14th. It'll be our show number 838 as we march to broadcast 1,000. I'm looking forward to it because we have a surprise guest as well for our Fan Day Friday. And so much more. We got to remind everybody also about all these big events that are happening. We've got the cruise. We've got our Zoom special, two Zoom specials coming up, one Juneteenth and one coming up in about a week or so on the 23rd of April on my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. We'll talk about all that stuff tomorrow and so much more. And also keep sending us your songs, your favorite songs that you want to hear. and we'll get them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm super excited, and we had a great time with the music today, Michael.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you had my favorite one on. It's the last one you played.
Anne-Marie, something about that beat,
Carrie Hunt. I don't know what it is, the beat, the rhythm guitars. I just, ever since the first time I heard that song.
Wow. Yeah,
yes.
I love all of those songs that are high energy and just incredible. You know, they kind of just get you up and really moving, and that's
right.
What
they get you to moving.
And we try to put on some of these songs again that folks have forgotten about, you know, and I really like it. I just, you know, so it's one of my favorite songs. And what can I say, Miss Anne-Marie? And it's a great video. If you haven't seen it in a while, YouTube it. It really is. And let's just see. We'll go ahead and end out. Normally we have Ophelia come on this time and kind of lead us off into the, you know, to the outro. But I think we need to get on some more of these classic songs. My favorite, of course, remember Robin S. She had a huge, huge, huge hit many years ago. And this is one of them, which is my favorite by her, called It Must Be Love. So we'll go ahead and end the show out that way. We'll see you back here tomorrow from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern for the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie and the entire team. Make it an awesome Thursday. We just did.